Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, J.E. White, Emma. September 27, 1897. Previously unpublished. Children. I wish to inquire in regard to Fanny Bolton. What is she doing? I want you children to have no connection with her whatever. She has claimed to be converted very many times, but she does not retain that conversion. Her opinion of herself will wrestle until it obtains the mastery. I have known that she will make every effort to have us suppose she was thoroughly changed, but self would come in and seek for supremacy, and Fanny Bolton was the most talented person that had life. While she was manufacturing the most positive deceptions and falsehoods, she would talk that she was inspired of God, and our sisters thought she was, but she was inspired of certain spirits that would lead her to lie and deceive and do all manner of evil things under a delusion of the devil. You just keep clear of her, give her a wide berth. You want nothing to do in connection with her in any line. When tempted in regard to her talents being of a superior order, she has no power to keep her from the snare. Poor creature, I am sorry for her, sincerely sorry. Now, Edson, I have but little confidence in the work of reformation in the management of the office. There has been so much dishonesty and a false work carried on there that is not seen, not understood, because the grace of Jesus Christ is not cherished and a living, abiding principle maintained. There is written with their dealings with men, robbery and deception. If it is not searched out now and clearly discerned and repented of and restitution made, those poor souls will never see the kingdom of heaven. Henry is not the only man that has not walked and worked in business lines for his own good or for the glory of God. But the very men who have been linked up with him are not in many respects guiltless before God. And if they suppose the Lord will excuse and pardon their transgression and guilt unless they rend the heart and not the garment, they will go out from us, because they are not of us. These very men who have been pleased with many unjust things that Henry has done, and have strengthened him in wrongdoing, now occupy positions not just or praiseworthy. They do not themselves fall on the rock and be broken. They are of that class that are specified of our Lord, uncircumcised in heart and not true in character. While they are thus, they will do Henry no good. They will only stir up in him the worst passions of the human heart and confirm him in his wrong spirit. How little is Jude heeded in warnings given, verses 16 to 25. We are certainly doing up our work for eternity. I would inquire in regard to Miss Holden. Ask May Walling where she is. She was with us in George's Terrace. I let her have money to pay her passage to America, and if she can replace the money, I would be very grateful to receive it. I do not want to trouble you, but Edson, if you can get that money due me, you may keep it to use in your work. She has written me several times, but I have not answered her letters. She may have returned to Australia, but any portion you can obtain, use it for your work. I wish to hear that you are receiving the blessing of God and that your steps are ordered by the Lord. Elder Haskell came in last evening to see me. Our campground is secured. It is a good location. Brother Haskell says that Brother Farnsworth and wife will be here to the dedication of the chapel, also Brother Robinson and family. We are now in expectation of quite a number of people to view Currumbong. It is a most beautiful place, and I am thankful for a home here. Brother and Sister Starr will be here soon. Much love. Mother.